The impact of virtual assets, Madam Speaker, on the world financial stage since then has been more than noticeable. Undoubtedly, many benefits from virtual assets have been provided in some what I consider to be very enticing ways by virtue of the variegated elements of the issue of virtual assets. So I want to commend the minister and the government for bringing this legislation at this time. But I would further recommend that in the act of, or the ongoing act of supervising virtual assets, that we utilize the expertise and the resources across the board.